96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
In addition to the elementary school, detectives believe sex abuse and or child pornography videos were also produced at the Glen Arden Municipal Center, the Teresa Banks Memorial Aquatic Center, as well as inside private homes.
Tonight, a 22-year-old elementary school volunteer sits in jail accused of sexually abusing and videotaping 10 children committing sex acts at his direction. According to Prince George's County Police, Deontay Carraway was around other children as director of the Glen Arden Voices of Youth Choir. Investigators say he has confessed. How do these things happen? And how can we protect our children? Well, we're talking about these questions and much more tonight with Dr. Jerry Dyson. She is an adolescent medical doctor, and Michelle Booth Cole, executive director of Safe Shores DC Children's Advocacy Center. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also find me on Twitter at Daily Drum, WHUR. Dr. Dyson, Ms. Cole, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, Ms. Cole, first of all, let me ask you, you heard the accusations about Deontay Carraway and all of the things that the police are saying. What is your first reaction to this horrific alleged crime?
Unfortunately, my first reaction is really not to be surprised.
I feel
like, well, you know, it's part of the news cycle. These things continue to happen. This is when I come to see you, Harold. Mm-hmm. This is when we come talk about it, and then folk may or may not react, but what they don't do is put proactive measures in place that are going to keep children safe going forward. And so until we get to that tipping point, then maybe there's one story too many or one child too many that affects somebody or somebody who's powerful and has access to resources. I'm waiting for the dynamic to change so that we will be prioritizing children in the way that we should.
According to the police, Deontay Carraway was a paid teacher's aide from 2014 to 2015 at the elementary school and a volunteer at this point. He also was the director of the Glen Arden Voices of Youth Choir. Dr. Dyson, we are talking, according to police, of 40 videos found and 10 children involved between the ages of 9 to 13. As a physician who deals with adolescents, what does that tell you?
I think what it tells all of us is that we have to be vigilant in realizing there is no look when it comes to someone who's a predator. So we'll say, oh, well, he was a director of a choir. We have directors of choirs. We have physicians, pediatricians, namely. We have teachers. Anybody who has access to young children. We have to be very, when I say we, not just parents, the community, we have to be vigilant about protecting our young people. So, again, it doesn't surprise me, but it's very disgusting that we as a community only react when something devastating like this happens.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about child sexual predators tonight, a case just becoming public in Prince George's County, a 22-year-old elementary school volunteer accused of a horror show of sex abuse and videotaping of children committing sex acts. This comes from the press conference earlier today. I want you, Ms. Cole, to listen to this and then tell me about what they're sharing with us.
On Thursday, a victim's relative discovered a nude photo on the cell phone of a Judge Sylvania Woods Elementary School student. That photo had been electronically sent to Carraway through the Kik Messenger app.
What is a Kik Messenger app?
So Kik is one of the latest apps that young people are using to share photos, to share video images. And the fact is there's Kik, there's Udoo. I mean, there's Udoo. There's all these different ones. And the fact is once they stop using one, they just shift to another. Mm-hmm. Dr. Dyson and I were talking about this while we were waiting. You have to constantly be monitoring what young people are doing and asking them questions, because the fact is when it comes to technology, they are digital natives. We are foreigners as adults mm-hmm. in that land. And so we have to aggressively try to keep up. But the challenge with these images is young people don't often understand it is public and it is permanent. These images aren't going anywhere. And so we have to really create a sense in them that you don't want to put those images out there of yourself. And sometimes they do and regret it, and then they get manipulated or coerced into continuing to do it or into not telling, because that person who has those images, they say, I'm going to put you all over the mm-hmm. internet. So that threat is incredibly powerful for our young people. So the goal is to keep them from getting in that position in the first place.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about child sex predators, child pornographers, a case out of Prince George's County just announced today. Let me go to the phone lines. Preston calling from Washington, D.C. Go right ahead, Preston. What's on your mind?
Well, I just think that we need to do a better job of screening these people, whether it be like psychological evaluations or something. And also another thing that we should be doing, we should have more parents volunteering their time so that no one person is left alone with any particular child. I think that's one way of just trying to minimize it. I don't think we're fully going to get to eradicate these predators, because I mean, as time evolves, they get more and more creative, and so we need to do everything we can in terms of being out there assisting and volunteering to make sure that no one that we clearly don't know, and even the people you do know, you need to make sure there's many eyes on everybody, so that you know we can ensure that these kids have, you know, a safe childhood.
Okay,
and they don't have to be subjected to this.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Ms. Cole, you wanted to comment on what he was saying.
I think Preston is so on point. I mean, part of what we know about reducing the risk is minimizing these one adult, one child situations. Mm-hmm. And he's right. The more eyes, the better. The more adult eyes, the less unfettered access. You should never have one adult with kids without adults, other right. adults supervising, monitoring. Because that was my first question. I'm like, where were the other adults when this was happening?
But I also want to comment on what Preston said about evaluating. There is no psychological evaluation to assess if someone is a child predator or pedophile. You can't assess that. So what we have to do is be vigilant and looking at the interactions. Usually what happens with predators is that they start with coercion, mm-hmm. some form of secrecy, trust bonding
grooming.
That they do. And it's like it starts out very subtle, real small secrets. Can you keep small secrets? And then it evolves over time. So I'm quite certain that this person had a large amount of time to establish a relationship with those young people.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about child sex predators. What are the signs and how can you protect your children? Eric calling from Fairfax, Virginia. Eric, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I agree with the speakers are talking about. I think we need to establish what we call in the military is a two-person integrity, where when you have events where you have a lot of children, you need to have at least two adults there. And I believe that, you know, the two-person integrity, you can sometimes switch that, you know, person out. So the two people that are together, they may be, and just what one of the speakers said about there's nothing that you can try to have somebody evaluate whether or not they're a predator or not. If people are predators, they're going to get through all those types of evaluations. And lastly, incidences like this is why we lose our civil liberties. And I mean this by body cameras, you know, police. They're doing things in the community all over the nation that are causing civil liberties to be where you have to have someone with a body camera to on them at times when you have children that are in the presence of adults. To include, you may have to have legislations where in any classroom, in any public facility where you have adults and they're monitoring children or taking care of children, you're going to have most likely cameras in those areas.
Well, Eric, thank you. And, of course, we've seen, not so much in the case of sexual abuse recently, but we've seen in daycares where there are cameras, mm-hmm. and we have seen daycare workers abusing, physically abusing children. And so the having the eye that never blinks, so to speak, may be a good thing when it comes to protecting our children. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. 10. We're talking about child sexual predators. Give us a call. We promise we will be taking as many calls as we can, even after 7:30 when we switch over to Sirius XM channel 141. Let's talk to Terry quickly before the break. Terry, what's on your mind?
Yes, I think a lot of times when schools, community centers, they hire young people, even anyone, they don't do a full background to find out why they really want to work with small children, teenagers, et cetera. We just hire whoever looks good on paper and put them around our children. Also, as parents, I think we can be more proactive besides dropping off our kids to the summer camp. Go see what's going on. Spend a couple of hours. Let them know that you are watching, and not just drop your child off.
Okay. Thank you so much, Terry. I appreciate it. Before I go to a break, quickly, if both of you can perhaps offer some resources for those who may be interested in finding out more about protecting their children, where can they go for support, Ms. Cole?
Sure. I'd love to direct them to Safe Shores website because we do community prevention trainings. We teach adults how to protect children from child sexual abuse. We have trainings every month that we do free for the public. They're 2 hours long. They're evidence supported. It's called Stewards of Children. So if you go to safeshores.org and you'll see a link saying, I want to learn how to protect children or child prevention trainings, child abuse prevention trainings, click on that and you can sign up and come learn. What that caller said is exactly right.
Okay, safeshores.org. We're going to continue this conversation on the other side. So if you're on the phone, Keith from Baltimore, Emma from Upper Marlboro, Michelle calling from Suitland. Please stay with us. Do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program, and we will be taking your phone calls at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds. Stay with us.